We shouldn't be standing here knowing full and well that when the budgets and teacher pay are finally announced, they will once again be drastically insufficient.
A group of people gathered in the early morning sun at the entrance to the historic Orange County Courthouse in Hillsborough on Monday. Local educators and students joined the call by Democratic lawmakers Renee Price and Alan Boyancy, who each represent a part of Orange County in the State House of Representatives. The central theme of the press conference was how the lack of a state budget is preventing public educators and North Carolina employees from needed pay raises, but also how the General Assembly is moving further away from funding many of public education's needs. Boyancy said he believes lawmakers have been on a, quote, conquest to scale back or divert funding from public schools, which has been ramped up this year by the Republican supermajority. He and other speakers pointed to legislation like changes in the Opportunity Scholarship Program to allow vouchers be valid for private and religious schools instead of just public, and Senate Bill 49, which has been deemed the Parents' Bill of Rights. The most pressing need in the yet-to-be-approved budget, though, is improving teacher pay, according to Boyancy.
Right now, the wages and salaries for our school staff and teachers is really not commensurate with the value that they bring to our state. We still rank in the bottom half of the country in terms of average teacher pay, and we've got public schools that are crumbling, infrastructure-wise. So the need is tremendous, and it's really a shame that, you know, going to the school year now, there's uncertainty around that.
Patty Burge, who is a teacher in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools District, shared her perspective as an educator for decades. She said because of the lack of financial support and increased political charge around education, she has seen longtime teachers have their, quote, vibrant enthusiasm dimmed to exhaustion. Burge said she has even considered having to change professions herself.
The consequences of the funding shortage in education are grave and far-reaching. Our students deserve better. They deserve teachers who are well compensated, motivated, and empowered to shape their futures.
In addition to lacking those updated salaries, the Orange County Schools District will also be starting the school year searching for a new superintendent. Monique Felder and the district announced on July 28th she would be leaving Orange County Schools after nearly 4 years. While the Board of Education has tabbed Jim Merrill as its interim, it will be tasked with finding a replacement as the district enters its third year of a strategic plan focused on valuing diversity, equity, and student needs. As she represents the district that covers much of Orange County schools, Price said she believes Felder did a fantastic job and will be a loss for students.
I think it's going to be very difficult to pick up the work that she's been doing. I mean, she was a leader, and we need leaders.
Over in Raleigh, Republican leaders indicate the earliest expected vote on a state budget could come in September, and the measure could be vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper before anything goes into effect. Price said emotional support will be important if no additional financial support is coming from the state government, and if educators continue to face additional stressors and pressure.
I think the reality is that they need it to be treated with respect. And my understanding is that they will get the raise. Now, I have no idea how much that raise will be at this point, yet I do hope that they will stay committed and dedicated to the children. And hopefully they know that there are people like myself and Alan that are behind them.
Boyancy echoed his belief that letting teachers know they are appreciated by their students and communities makes a big difference. He said as the son and nephew of public educators, he knows the challenges that group faces, but also the joy they can feel when hearing encouragement from those they serve.
I know for them, it's really meant the world to them to have parents and families involved who know that their children need help and support, but who are willing to essentially partner with teachers and with school administrators to make that happen. So that's what we need more of, a partnership and respect for one another.
The first day of class in the new academic year for Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill-Carrboro City Schools is set to begin on Monday, August 28th. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.